Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm doing it. Super Bowl! A lot of people took it literally yesterday. I'm fine with it. I'll take the win.
Well, I've had people...
I'll take the performance in the ring. We'll take the ring.
I've definitely had people ask me, are you guys just going to do that after every win?
Yes,
I'm like, well, Ken will, so
yes.
We have to do it.
Yeah. So you don't have to do it. I'll go on my own.
We kind of do because then people
like David Coverdale. I'll do it on my own.
People get mad at me if I don't do it with
That's
you.
That's on you. Yeah. Welcome to my world. You get people mad at me all the time.
I will admit that when he started, I looked at you and said, if Anthony's doing it, I guess I'm doing it.
They rolled their eyes. You rolled your eyes.
It's a half-hearted one.
Well, I'm
going to
do it.
Sure.
Well, I meant it. I'm going to do it, and I meant it. I enjoyed winning football yesterday. I enjoyed winning a football game. It wasn't the greatest football game I've ever seen. It certainly wasn't the tightest. The penalties, I think, had everybody mad. I don't think I've ever seen a sequence of professional football where they had, what, four in a row between the two teams? Three on the Browns, one on the Jags? Four in a row. I don't think I've ever seen a sequence like that at such a pivotal moment. What was it at one point? Third and 36? Yeah, that's pretty hard to do. But there they were. And I was happy that they won. I'm not satisfied that they won. I was happy that they won. Obviously, the conversation's going to revolve around Deshaun Watson's performance today, as it always does, because he's the quarterback of the Browns, and these are normal conversations to have. What did you think?
I thought it was an incredible opening scripted drive, aided a little bit by kind of a cheapy penalty, which I still want to know, would they have gone for it? We would have been down there. It would have been 4th and 3 or 4th and 4. And I don't think he was asked after the game because who cares? They got the penalty, the 15 yards. And then they capped it off with a touchdown. It was a beautiful drive scripted by Kevin Stefanski. And after that, not much offense the rest of the way.
No, not very much at all.
They had one touchdown. But I said, not many times in the NFL you can go on the road, be penalized 13 times, and score one touchdown and win a football game.
Well, there were
so you felt like you were living very fortunately with that yesterday.
There were a couple of things that I think I noticed, and maybe you agree or disagree. One, I think it's still very preseason for them. The type of play that they have. Two, I don't know really what's going on with Amari Cooper. That has to be discussed today. There were a couple of the one drop on the floater that would have put them in range to score a touchdown. I don't know if they'd have scored a touchdown on the play. Some people thought they did. They would have. I didn't think so. But my God, what a terrible drop. I mean, that takes four extra points off the board right there, possibly.
Do you think he would have scored?
No, I didn't think he would have scored on the play.
I saw people saying that.
Yeah, I just said that. I didn't think the people would. I didn't think he was going to score on that play. I that took an extra four off the board. Some of the other plays that there were just not plays in general, because I thought the play calling was fine.
Little pass happy there in the fourth, especially with a quarterback that was still, you're not out of the woods.
Well,
I mean,
because
it's still very, very much a roller coaster
with Watson.
Well,
they were going to try to run the ball. And once they started to get kind of down to it, it was like, man, we got to get down there. It's a 5-point game. We got to score. We got to put another point up on the board here and make this a two-possession game. And then the penalties were just a killer. I mean, you had the face mask. I mean, you think about that. They had to run with Foreman for 15 yards on 2nd and 9. And then the face mask murders that run because that puts them in field goal range right there. And then you had the hold on Ethan Posick. You had the hold on Wyatt Teller. I mean, just as bad as it gets with that. I had never seen anything like that in my life where it gets to 3rd and 36. And I'm sitting there thinking, gosh, are you just going to call every hold you see? Because if it's that way, then again, I saw Cam Robinson tackle Myles Garrett a couple of times. But that's a conversation as old as time.
Well, I wondered. I did wonder if there was a message after how bad the line was last week against the Dallas Cowboys. I wondered if they said, well, they can't call it every time. I wondered if that was the edict from the coaches. Like especially considering how fragile Watson looked in that game, that they said, hey, we can't let our quarterback lose that kind of confidence. Just hold. Hold every time. They're not going to call it every time. And boy, did they call it every time. And by the way, they were all holds. I mean, every replay showed that they were blatant holds. But you just never see it called every single time.
Yeah, I was just surprised that they called that two in a row like that. They were just, God, they were killers. But either way, what's called was called. The win was the win. I thought it was a Stefanski offense. You know, for all the things that they did in that first game, tried in that first game, maybe you feel differently. Nick Harris in motion, kind of the Red Rover type of in motion. Zach Zinter, they went heavy, especially coming right out of the box, they went heavy. But after that, I mean, I saw them go heavy numerous times. I go, boy, this really looks like a Kevin Stefanski offense that they have ran with other quarterbacks. Quote unquote, you can go ahead and use that they've ran with other quarterbacks. I thought that they tried to take care of him as best they could. Now, I know that there were some people who were very critical of yesterday's performance. One of them is one of our friends in the media, because Deshaun Watson said he was a facilitator and that, well, we should expect more than a facilitator. At this point, guys, considering how bad last week was, I'm going to take a facilitator every single time. That's what I'm asking for. But I thought I saw more of a Kevin Stefanski-inspired offense, more of the classic Stefanski-inspired offense. I thought the play calling was good. But, you know, that's reactionary. That's results-based. Well, wish I could have seen the Jerome Ford play. I couldn't see that. I'll talk about that later because that was beyond anybody else's control. But go right on ahead.
What, the 36-yard run?
I hear it's the stuff of legend. I can't wait to go back on NFL Plus and see it, because my internet went out and I was about to set the house and the neighborhood on fire.
And it was another one of those formations where the Browns had way more blockers than Jacksonville had guys.
Heavy with Jameis Winston under center.
Yeah, and that's part of the deal. I think that is why. You know, so much was said about Ken Dorsey and some of the people that we would have on. Oh, this offense is going to look different. It's going to be vertical. It's going to accentuate the stuff that Watson does well. I mean, I think after things went as poorly as they did, and your tackle situation was what it was the first game of the year, I think they came back, and that was the correction. Like, we have to be able to run the football.
Yes.
Because Watson is not out of the woods yet.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We have to be able to run the football, or we can't depend on where he's at.
I'm not saying it can't come back, but you got to start. You had to start slower than what you started last week with emptying it out and trying to do all this rigmarole. You have to start slower. And I thought that they kind of got back to basics. Now, you say that, let's make sure of it, because Kevin Stefanski's already seen this mistake happen. He saw Joe Woods take players that he wanted to run a defense with that just weren't capable of running that defense. Yeah, that's what Jim Schwartz is a good coach. Don't get me wrong, he's a really good coach. But what Jim Schwartz did is he took guys, knew what they were good at, put them in the best advantage to get there. I may want to run an offense, but if my guy can't hit the point, he can't hit the point, we're not doing anything good. It's better in concept than it is in practice. So that's something that we're going to have to pay attention to all year. Are we capable of running this wild offense that people were talking about when they brought in Ken Dorsey? Or do we have to do what we have to do? And I'm willing to do what we have to do.
Yeah, you mean, are they
going to go ahead and win?
Are they going to work their way up to that over the course of 17 games? I mean, I still very much felt like...
Possibly, I'm not sure.
I still felt very much like yesterday, and not just with Cleveland, I think around the NFL, this is still very much what would have been the old preseason. They just count. These games count now. I mean, the sloppiness you were seeing in the NFL, the passing game, not just in Cleveland, the passing game all around the league is as bad as I can ever remember it. These teams are all still in preseason mode.
There was one play, one day of good play that I thought would be something worth anything with the quarterbacks. Kyler Murray's stats look gaudy because they blew him off right off the face of the earth yesterday against the Rams. But there was still, you go back and there was still a lot of averaging 5.5 a pass, maybe 6 a pass, things like that all throughout the league. But, you know, we only care about our guy. So our guy, I thought overall, I'm not sure what a lot of other people thought of it. I go, man, and I'm doing this in comparison to last week. Absolutely true. Doing this in comparison to last week, I go, he made one play that I thought, boy, that was a little bit vintage there. The throw to Jerry Jeudy that was nearly picked. He had another escape play that I thought was really good. There was two plays there, I should say.
With Jeudy.
Yeah, and then other than that, I was like, okay, he's managed and he should be managed and that's okay. That's perfectly okay with me. So maybe you felt a little bit different about
okay
it. I'm
not sure.
Well,
it's okay because they won. You would not be I don't think you would have been as okay with the second half offense had they have blown the game at the end.
Well, clearly,
especially had Watson have coughed up that football, either thrown it or fumbled it.
Clearly, I would be upset, but yeah. I understand the logic behind it. I still don't think he's capable of just whipping the ball down the field yet. Now, maybe he will be as the season goes on, but you had to get back to basics to get his confidence up. So I'm fine with getting the ball to Jerry Jeudy and getting the ball. I'm fine with completing 22 passes in a game to try to get him feeling more of himself again. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And if you think that's pathetic because of the contract that they signed him to, well, then fine. But I'm trying to make the very best of what the situation is.
Would you have said that had they have lost in their 0-2? I do not
what
think.
What I just said? I'd be bitter, but I'd have to face the truth. I've told the truth this entire year.
Knowing how emotional you tend to get, I do not think you would have said that was just fine.
Did I lie at all last week? What did I lie about?
No.
Did I lie to myself at all last week?
Oh.
I don't think I did.
No. About what?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about yesterday, though.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm calling it down the line the entire way through for the guy. The only thing I'm trying to do, as people are getting so, like I did, I caught a semblance of people. I think that there were some people kind of rooting against him.
Oh, that's
as fans.
Guys, there is a huge portion of the fan base.
Yes.
It is not just a small vocal minority.
But
there are so many people that are rooting for this guy to fail.
But on the other side of that, on the contrary, where are you haters at now? I'm like, he threw for 186. It wasn't like it was setting the world on fire, guys. Like, this was not Montana and Brady and Mahomes here. This was a decent enough performance. We can talk about the weather if we want to. That's one explanation for it. Trevor Lawrence was terrible down the stretch.
He had 17 yards at the half, and that was before it rained.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
He was terrible.
Part of our defense was amazing that first half, too. So that had a huge part, you know. But even when he had guys open, he was missing, and he was missing bad.
So, was it the very best I've ever seen the Browns play? Hell no, but it's called doing what you need to do to win because you can't start the season in an 0-2 hole. Not with this schedule, not with the way it starts up, where you got basically five extremely winnable games. And, you know, the Dallas game is because it's week one. And then you go to Philadelphia on October 13th. Which, what type of Philadelphia
now
team
you're
we'll
saying,
see? We'll see. But
you're
either way,
saying they couldn't start out 0-2. Like, you're talking about the Browns because the Bengals are 0-2 and the Ravens are 0-2. But you think their track record is much different from ours and they can start 0-2.
Their trust factor is much higher than ours.
I agree there.
Our trust factor, and especially since you have the extra game, I don't know if 0-2 means as much as it used to, but their track record with trust means a hell of a lot more than ours does. Like, you know, a lot of people last week just said, that's enough. I'm done with this. I'm done with this guy. I'm done with this team. That's what they were saying. And so you needed to get something to start to, all right, you were upset last week. Let's start to pour a little bit more in the passion bucket here. Let's start to come back a little bit here. Let's see where it is. This is certainly not a finished product. That was not the best style of football I've ever seen in my life. You had 12 penalties for crying out loud. It is exactly what it was. It was a sloppy slop fest where you still need to work on your offense. You still need to work on what you're going to do offensively when it comes to your blocking. You still need to catch the damn ball. Defensively, there were a couple of breakdowns here and there, but I still thought the defense helped you win the game for you in a lot of ways. And I'll take 1-1. because that's where we're at right now. And I think I'm telling the truth as best as I possibly can. Had they lost the game, I'd be a lot more angry. I'd be angry, yes. But I still say that that's the truth of the matter. And I'm just thanking God that you're 1-1, and we get a chance to go to 2-1 next week at home against the Giants, which are a garbage football team. But, I mean, you could lose that game, and all of a sudden we're right back to square one. So I'm not going to sit there and just say, well, that's going to be an easy one, and we're 2-1, and we're setting sail here. You got to play well. You're going to have to look good eventually to inspire a lot of confidence in the fan base to get to where you want, where they think you should be able to go. Because right now there's a lot of people going, you got to prove it when I see it. Right now they haven't shown a whole lot. They haven't shown a whole lot.